It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Okay, today's show is all about hormones. You guys call us, you ask us questions. We're always, always, always being asked about hormones. So the whole show today is on hormones. And hormones mean a lot of things because people say, oh, hormones just mean testosterone or estrogen. But let's talk about all the hormones real quick in the body because there's lots of hormones.
Well, that's a big, you know, we don't have a whole semester of endocrinology that we can do.
Well,
so
just name them out. When people say, oh, like, for example, they say,
okay,
oh,
we'll
my thyroid. Well,
we'll do one and you do one. Thyroid.
Estrogen.
Corticosteroids.
Progesterone.
Testosterone.
Parathyroid.
Prolactin.
Growth hormone.
Insulin.
Glucagon.
There's more. Melanocyte stimulating hormone.
Melatonin.
Melatonin stimulating hormone, yeah. Let's see. LH. Thyroid stimulating hormone. Did we do that? We did thyroid, but thyroid stimulating hormone.
Oh, yeah.
So, but let's define what a hormone is. You know, so a hormone is any chemical that's secreted. It's a messenger. All right.
Yep.
So, you know, you have to think of hormones in the form of they're messengers. They really don't have any, say, direct physiologic activity. They're messengers to cells that modulate their activity or their cellular function. And so, any organ that puts out hormones is endocrine hormones, because those are within the body. And then there's exocrine hormones that are secreted out. So I guess pheromones would count as a exocrine hormone. Am I right in that?
Yeah.
Probably.
Especially
right, okay.
If you eat a lot of celery.
Yeah, so, you know, there's endocrine hormones and exocrine hormones. And so the hormones that most people are talking about when they're talking about staying healthy are the endocrine hormones, the ones that are secreted in the body that are messengers. And they change over time. So, you know, the, quote, normal levels will be different at different ages and different physiologic states. So women, for example, after giving birth have high levels of oxytocin. And they may have high levels of prolactin, which promote breast milk,
yeah.
Right, and let down the breast milk. So depending on what's going on physiologically, the hormone levels will change.
Right, and, you know, people have humorously said in the past that women are, quote, slaves to their hormones. The truth is we're all slaves to our hormones.
I think men are slaves to their hormones, too.
Absolutely.
And they're slaves to the women's hormones. I'm just saying.
Well, I think that comes from, you know, and this is what I talk to patients about, is women's hormones typically are cyclical. I mean, a normal woman's going to have roughly a 28-day menstrual cycle with estrogens and progestins and such change throughout that. So a woman's are almost in constant change. They're never really in a static, you know, when you talk about their sex hormones versus a male, there's not that day-to-day or even cyclical change in their hormones, so you don't get as much of the fluctuation. But if a man's hormones are off, by all means, they can affect emotions.
That's right. And men, you know, if they're stressed or if they've had some illness, their testosterone will drop, and that'll affect their mood and, you know, activity and all the rest of it.
All right. So for the sake of this show, for the most part, I want to talk about estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, you know, the things that that are really affecting people in their, you know, post-30s, so 40, 50, and on. And let's talk about those in particular. But before we do, how has your opinion or your view of hormones and hormone replacement kind of changed as from the time you got out of medical school to now? Because people didn't really talk about this before.
You know, it was not even thought about replacing hormones when I left medical school. It was just you aged, your hormones dropped, and you died. And it just wasn't thought of. It wasn't thought of in terms of quality of life or anti-aging properties or anything like that. And, you know, still in certain parts of the world like England, it's felt for men that, you know, you age, your testosterone drops, just live with it. The thinking is completely changed. And when I was a young doctor in practice and we would see women in their 50s, The women that were on hormone replacement therapy looked young and dynamic. Their hair was good. Their skin was perfect. And the women not on hormones looked 20 years older. I mean, it was really quite dramatic. I remember seeing a pair of sisters, and the sister on hormones looked so much younger than the other one, and yet she was older.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, I'll tell you, and that may be how it's been, and it was similar for me in medical school, but historically, hormones, even though they may not have known what they were, even the Romans, had certain plants that we now know had estrogen effect in them that women used to eat and consume and, for not only birth control, but they would use them in postmenopausal or later years to help out. So that's been new. I tell patients, Hitler, all his bad stuff, was into testosterone therapy. And they
maybe
used,
he had a little too much.
Well, it kind of warned my guys, if we put you on testosterone, and he was also into the amphetamines for stimulants, and if the guys are on testosterone taking a little amphetamine and they start to grow a little mustache above their lip, I tell their wives, tell me, we need to back off the dose a little bit.
Time to do something.
Yeah, so he was looking for advantages even back then.
Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. That's when we find something in the news that's either shocking or we're shocked that it made the news. I think this is a great study. So John Hopkins researchers looked at yoga and the health benefits of people suffering from osteoarthritis, say of the knee, or rheumatoid arthritis. And the results were so good, they were published in the Journal of Rheumatology. Turns out that 8 weeks of yoga classes improved the physical and the mental well-being of their subjects. So it was the largest study so far on yoga, specifically on yoga and arthritis as well. So I'm telling you, I'm reading the study and I'm like, okay, I need to look up when's the next yoga class. I'm totally going to commit to 8 weeks of yoga because it was so compelling, the results of the study. I thought it was great.
Well, I oftentimes will describe some of the joint pains people have is as we age, we lose strength around those joints. And they're not being used in the normal mechanical fashion. So if they're off kilter by, half a degree or whatever, you're putting stress on the surrounding tissues. Yoga being a static, isometric exercise strengthens the tissues around those joints, which is going to keep them working in a normal physiologic, pattern. It's going to help.
Absolutely. Okay, if you haven't been on Facebook, go on Facebook. Find us under the Stay Young Media Group. And as always, follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have tennis or golfer's elbow, knee pain, Achilles tendonitis, or plantar fasciitis? If so, we understand your pain and your need for a quick and minimally invasive solution. At Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our physicians are highly skilled and trained in the 10X procedure. This small but powerful instrument breaks up scar tissue and removes it through a tiny puncture wound. The entire procedure only takes about 15 minutes. Call Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine today at 972-438-4636 or visit IrvingOrtho.com, where excellence in orthopedics keeps you moving.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
Listen up, girls. I want to talk to you for a minute about your breasts. That's right. I said breasts. It's up to us to take good care of them, and that means getting your yearly mammogram. People often ask me where I go to get mine. I choose Solis Mammography, not just because they're friendly and efficient, but because technology and experience matters. I wouldn't trust my breast health to anyone else. Solis offers 3D mammography so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. And knowing that they have the information they need gives me peace of mind that my results are accurate. When it comes to mammography, go where I go. Solis Mammography. Call now to find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com. That's solismammo.com. Mammo.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right, coming up, we're discussing the ins and outs of hormone replacement therapy. Who needs it? Who shouldn't get it? Now you need to find out which side of the coin you're on. We're going to talk about all the signs and symptoms of hormone replacement. And we're going to also talk about the contraindications. So if you're just tuning in, don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, you can go on iTunes and you can download the show in its entirety.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
This Immortal Minute is brought to you by Solus Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results.
All right, girls, take care of your girls. Solus Mammography.
So the question is, why does education play such a big role in longevity? And a couple of years prior, there was a study published in Health Affairs, and it demonstrated that people with higher degrees of education live longer. 12 years of school or less versus bachelor degree or less versus postgraduate study. As you went up in education, it went, your survival went up, from 47 years at birth when you were in 1900 to more than 78 to current dates. They showed that, Hispanic females that didn't graduate high school were, 15 years younger average death age.
Really?
And the males were 5 years younger. So not only,
did they only study Hispanics?
No, it was throughout races, but
yeah.
the Hispanic race with the lowest education was the group that had the worst outcomes.
Wow.
So then it begs more study. Is it more a socioeconomic issue? Is it truly educational? But even amongst when they controlled for socioeconomic status, the more education you had, the longer you lived.
Good.
So
we're all going to live a long
another
time.
Another reason to stay in school, kids.
Maybe I should get my PhD next so I can live even longer. What do you think?
No.
No, because that would probably shorten Walter's life. Yeah.
All right, so we've been talking about hormones. The whole show is about hormones. And I want to focus for a minute on kind of the way hormones used to be, the way they are now, and then some of that flawed research that was out there. So I know
this is perfect. You can get Dr. Gammon to address the old way it used to be, and I'll address the way it is now.
All right, we'll go with that. Sorry.
Well,
I don't remember how I used to.
Well, let's go back 25, 30 years. and the only hormones that were used were basically for women, and it was mainly estrogen, made from pregnant horses' urine. Certainly not bioidentical, not identical to human estrogen. It would typically were pretty high doses, and they had a lot of side effects, like a lot of bleeding, sore breasts, and so on. Over time, they got the doses down. It was still made from pregnant horse urine, and they realized they better add some progesterone, because without progesterone, if a woman had a uterus, there was an increased risk of uterine cancer. There was absolutely no thought for women using testosterone, and men using testosterone was not really talked about very much whatsoever. So the importance of mammograms to make sure women didn't have occult breast cancer using hormones really wasn't done either. So, you know, looking back on it, it was really ignorant and sort of stupid, but that's the way things were done.
Well, you know, you said something at a talk we were giving the other night that I thought resonated very well, is that, you know, years ago we used animal-derived insulins, notably pig and cattle, and we didn't have glucometers. Patients didn't have glucometers, so we didn't have a real good way of measuring response to that. And we didn't have really good control of those diabetics. I mean, you know, quite honestly, based on today's standards, we're kind of happy if we kept their blood sugar below 200, which would not be acceptable by today's standards, right? And it was very erratic, and people responded very differently to those animal-derived insulins. Well, it was very similar in the role of our sex hormones, testosterone, estrogen, et cetera. There was no real good testing. There wasn't readily available testing. A lot of times, if you wanted to test those levels, they were sent out to a reference lab, and they were expensive, and you didn't get results for 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, it took a while to get results, if you could even get all of them at the time. So we didn't have a good way to even test someone to see what they were deficient in. And then if we did do replacement, we didn't have bioidentical hormones. And so we were using things like the pregnant mare urine and, you know, I referenced historical figures in the past. They used to use, ground up bull testes as a testosterone derivative back in the 30s and 40s. So it wasn't human testosterone. And these didn't give a really consistent response. People responded to them very differently, much like they did the animal insulins. And then even when they did respond, we didn't have a way to manage it. So patients became dissatisfied. You know, we tried for results. Sometimes you got lucky and they did well. Other times, not so well. This doesn't work, doc. You know, they're frustrated. The doc's frustrated, and it really didn't gain any traction. Testing methods got better. Nowadays, we can order the test. Oftentimes, depending on what you're ordering, you can have the results back within a day, no more than 4 or 5 days, and you get much more specific, much more accurate results. We have bioidentical hormones when it comes to testosterone, estrogen, progestins, just like we have bioidentical insulin, human insulin to use these days. And when we use these bioidentical substances, we get much more consistent results, and we can be much more specific by monitoring with the lab results and really get a larger percent of patients to success and get the outcomes they desire.
Well, we were given a talk recently, and a lot of times when we're giving talks, we give talks to groups and corporations and so on, and we do a lot of trivia and give gifts away and such throughout those presentations. But you asked the question, only one person out of 70 in the room knew the answer, and the question was, what is the dominant hormone for sex hormone for women? So, and only one person knew. So can you talk to that for a minute?
Well, it's true. She said testosterone, and which was great. And actually, I think there's probably more in the audience that knew that. And so I actually had two women come up to me after we gave that talk, both of which are breast cancer survivors, and both of which are on testosterone replacement therapy. And they were very aware of the data and had talked with their oncologists and such. It shows that testosterone reduces the incidence of breast cancer, and in this case, you know, not only prevent a subsequent primary, but a recurrence of their primary first tumor. And so, you know, a couple of years ago, that wouldn't be the case. I saw a patient this morning that has been our patient for several years now and has been on testosterone therapy. She also is a breast cancer survivor. And I relayed the story to her, and I said, you know, back when we started you on testosterone a few years ago, it was kind of avant-garde. It was, you know, we were on the cutting edge and people weren't doing as much. And I was telling her how it's now moved into mainstream, that when we do go give talks like this, it's getting out there. The folks are recognizing it. It's kind of moving into mainstream medicine. The oncologists are more comfortable with it. And, you know, patients are doing more of it. So it is advancing. And I do believe it's because of not only better testing, but better product, bioidentical products, and better delivery methods. Although they are ancient, old delivery methods, pelleting has been around for 70 plus years. It's a much more effective delivery than injections or topical creams.
I'm glad you brought up pelleting, because you guys are certified BioT providers, and BioT is really a leader in the pellet bioidentical hormone realm. And part of that is they do extensive quality assurance. I mean, you're talking about putting something into your body. So people go, oh, I go here, I go there for your hormones. Man, this, you're actually putting something into your body, under your skin. You really want to make sure that that quality is there, because you don't want to end up with a bad product. You don't want to end up with a product that has byproducts, and you don't want to end up infected. So it's really important when you're getting hormones that you're getting quality products.
Well, I tell patients it's the difference between getting a brand name and versus a generic. When you get the BioT, and there's others, but BioT, the quality assurance is done. So that if we use a dose and we get the expected response, when we use that dose again, we're going to get the same response. Mm-hmm. If there's a difference response, it's not because of variability in the pellets. It's because something's changed in the patient, which will happen to all of us over time. But
with
at least
BioT.
With anything. I mean, with over time, we're all going to change. But at least the actual hormone dosing in the pellet is consistent. That's one less variable I have to deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I don't want to go to break real quick without talking just for a minute about the contraindications of hormone therapy, because there are some people that can't do it.
Obviously, in women, breast cancer is a contraindication to estrogen and often progesterone.
But not testosterone. I will point that out.
Well, but sometimes some testosterone can be converted to estrogen, so one has to be very careful. Of course, you can have estrogen blockers. Most women who've had breast cancer are on estrogen blockers, so then the testosterone can be safe. Of course, you have to monitor the blood to make sure.
Correct. So, I mean, you got them in any of them. It's monitoring, checking those labs.
Absolutely. All right. If you haven't been on Facebook, find us there under Stay Young Media Group. And you can also go to our website, stayyoungamerica.com, download free podcasts of this show and past shows. And when we come back, what's up with the man boobs?
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you suffer from tennis or golfer's elbow, knee pain, Achilles tendonitis, or plantar fasciitis? If so, we understand your pain. You need a solution that will get you back to normal and pain-free as soon as possible. At Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our physicians are highly skilled and trained in many procedures, including the new FDA-approved 10X procedure. This small but powerful instrument uses high-frequency vibrations to break up and remove that scar tissue. Once the damaged tissue is removed, the body can start to repair itself. The entire procedure takes about 15 minutes, and the very tiny puncture wound is covered with just a small bandage. That's right, it's microsurgery. The 10X micro procedure is much less painful and has a much shorter recovery time than traditional surgical procedures. This is just one of many innovative treatments available at Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Call Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine today at 972-438-4636 or visit IrvingOrtho.com. That number again is 972-438-4636, where excellence in orthopedics keeps you moving.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
When it comes to your breast, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography. so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com. When you're a health and wellness expert, people pay special attention to the way you look. And I'm always being asked about my flawless skin. My secret is actually based on science. I use stem cell cream, which helps rebuild my skin from the inside out, turning back the hands of time. Goodbye wrinkles and goodbye age spots. Hello, young and flawless skin. You can order Lifeline stem cell products at stayyoungskin.com or call 800-910-3932. Stayyoungskin.com, 800-910-3932.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam, complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, the whole hour we've been talking about hormones. That's right, hormones. So what's the deal with bioidentical hormones? How have hormone replacement therapy programs changed over the years? Are you a candidate? Are you not a candidate? And we get asked this a lot, so I'm just going to throw it out there. Everybody wants to know, what's the deal with man boobs? Why are some of our men starting to look like women and look like they need bras? So I thought we'd kind of go over that because it
and
is...
Men, they're called the bro.
They're called the bro?
Yeah. That's an episode of Seinfeld. You missed it.
All right. So let's start with you, Dr. Anderson. Talk to us for a minute. What's going on in the guy? It could be a teenage boy. It could be a 30-year-old man. It could be a 60-year-old man.
Yeah, but, well, technically the diagnosis is gynecomastia, and it just means that men have breasts too, and it's a breast tissue that's responding to hormonal stimulation. So, and it can occur at any point in life. And when you get the teenage boys that are getting gynecomastia, often it's when their hormones are kicking in. And it can be one of a couple things. Either the estrogen levels kind of kick in before the testosterone and they get a little breast development, or their testosterone levels kick up real high and it spills over and they have estrogen levels that are higher, and they can get gynecomastia. I had a patient, I think he's 86, and he came in earlier this week, and he's just like, you know, it's getting a little sore around my nipple. And I just, you know, is that okay? Examine him. And, you know, he's got a little gynecomastia. He's not on hormone therapy and he's fine. But what's happened is, his testosterone over time has just dropped down and his estrogen's kind of slowly crept up and he's getting a little estrogen effect.
Now, you see this with men as they age. In particular, they get high voices, they get man boobs, and they become less masculine. And it's
start
a matter
of crying at chick flicks.
That's right. So their testosterone's dropping, the estrogen is going up. Part of it is, as men age, an enzyme called aromatase starts kicking in more than before. And what aromatase does is actually converts testosterone to estrogen, aggravating the problem. Now, luckily, this is all possible to be controlled with medication.
Well, I read some interesting research on this because, yes, this is happening, but we're thinking, why is it happening so much now? And part of that is our jobs have changed. It used to be that if you were a man and you were out in the you know, working, and you were doing heavy labor. You were doing a lot of physical labor that was increasing your testosterone levels, that were helping keep you balanced. Now we're doing a lot of sitting. There's a lot of things that we're doing that we didn't do before. And all of that throws off the balance of hormones. And I thought that was really interesting research on that, that we have to now think, wow, you know, our jobs have changed so much. Our world has changed so much, but our bodies haven't caught up or adapted to that.
And our bodies probably never will adapt. And you're right. For men, doing exercise, it burns off body fat where estrogen is stored, and it does increase testosterone. So exercise is, again, very important.
Yeah, we talk about micronutrients a lot on the show, too. And we do micronutrient testing in a lot of our patients. We all get micronutrient tested, and our staff does. So let's talk for a second about micronutrients and the role they play in hormone absorption.
Well, I'll just, I don't know if it's so much absorption, but I mean, the biggest one that, plays a role in men's, in anybody's testosterone, but testosterone in men in specific, is vitamin D levels. I mean, you know, vitamin D is a direct pro-hormone that's converted. So, you know, the guys come in, their nutrition's not great, they're living under artificial light in their offices and sitting on their butts all day, and they've put on excess body fat, and you check their testosterone and it's low, and they're like, oh, I'm only 35 years old. Why is my testosterone so low? It's like, let's see, you eat like crap, sit on your butt, and you don't get any sunshine. So, you know, getting on the vitamin D, I've seen easily 10, 15% rises in testosterone levels just because of that. There's nutrition that you can do. I mean, you talk micronutrients. Zinc is one
that's
a trigger.
Where I was kinda going,
acetic acid. You know, the old pickle juice has been shown clinically to raise testosterone levels.
Pumpkin seeds for the zinc, pickle juice.
Yeah, there's all kinds of, I mean, they'll list out the foods, and, you know, you can execute a plan and get to the gym and lift heavy. And if your body can respond to the signals, so specifically in men, to have testosterone levels go up, you have to have the signal from the anterior pituitary luteinizing hormone tell the testes to produce testosterone. Now the testes have to have all the building blocks, the vitamin D, the zinc, and all the good nutrition to make the testosterone. And then third component is you have to do physical heavy, I say, labor lifting. You know, you go chop wood, dig a ditch, go do squats, and that's what releases it. So you need the stimulation to make it. You have to make it and have all the good nutrition and the stimulation to release it. So you can't just do part of it.
Well, I think this really drives home why it's so important to get a physical exam every year, because there's a lot of hormone places that are just popping up on the street corners. Come in, get your hormones. But if you're not looking at the big picture, if you're not checking to make sure what's going on with the heart, you know, what's going on with the endocrine system, could they be diabetic? Do they have micronutrient deficiencies? You go in. So let's just give a scenario. You go in, you're a male, your testosterone's low. You go in, you get pellets or shots or whatever form of testosterone replacement. You have a zinc deficiency. All day long, you can get that replacement. You'll never reach your optimal level because it needs zinc to actually turn into the type of testosterone that's used within the body.
Well, and there's many other issues. I mean, we've seen a number of men who say, you know, I got testosterone, but I don't feel any effect. You measure their blood, their testosterone's not only not low, it's high, but you find out they have a thyroid deficiency, they have a vitamin D deficiency.
Yeah.
And in fact, because they got so much testosterone, their blood's very thick.
Now they're at risk for stroke because they got too much.
Stroke, heart attack, and their blood's thick, so it doesn't circulate easily, and that's why they're having trouble
with
sexual function.
Yeah,
so it's very important to get that physical exam and see what's going on. And of course,
and
for
get those
men,
numbers young. I mean, you know, male or female. I'm telling them all the time, we're going to check it and just know what your good baseline is, so we can tell if there's a change.
Absolutely, I think people think, well, I don't need hormones, I'm not 45. Well, let's start looking at this at 30, because you don't want to start guessing this when you're 40, 45.
Right. And I've also had men whose testosterone is fine, but their estrogen's through the roof. In some cases, certain Asian cultures in particular, they're eating so many soy-based products that the men are getting too much estrogen. And we tell them cut back on soy. We might give them an estrogen blocker to take once a week. And boom, their sexual problems are gone. And it wasn't testosterone at all.
Okay, so people are listening right now that are going, well, I don't even know what the symptoms are. So let's go through male symptoms and let's go through female symptoms. So let's take male for a minute. What are the symptoms of people that may have deficiencies in these hormones?
So it's not just sexual dysfunction. Sexual dysfunction can be subtle. It might be just, you know, less interest in sex. They can put it off to working hard, being fatigued. But there's other symptoms like brain fog. It's hard to concentrate. It's hard to figure things out. A lack of energy, fatigue, all these things.
Maybe
are
not, like for a guy, maybe not enjoying the things you used to enjoy. Maybe you used to go out and golf and now you just can't get off the couch. You're tired.
That's right. You're tired. You want to go to bed at 6 o'clock each evening. So.
Or you go into a meeting at work and all of a sudden you're like either irritated at everybody around you or you just can't really focus and have good clarity of what you want to get through and say during this meeting. I mean, all of these things are things we hear all time and time again.
And you're forgetful. That's another thing.
And you're forgetful. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about females, Dr. Anderson, and the symptoms that you see a lot in those female patients.
Well, ironically, you know, the female symptoms will overlap with the same things the males have. So they have, you know, poor cognitive response. Their memory or their ability, function is down. Sleep disturbances, fatigue, loss of libido, and I often will say, you know, if you read that list of symptoms put out by the ED medications, you know, kind of thing or whatever, the women will say, gosh, that kind of sounds, if you take the gender out of it, they'll say, that sounds like me, and that's true. The women also will experience more of the vasomotor symptoms that are due to the estrogen deprivation, like the hot flashes, the night sweats, migraine headaches tend to be more prominent in women because of the vasomotor. Estrogens are very vasoactive substances. So in addition to the general symptoms of fatigue, et cetera, they'll have those more specific estrogen symptoms.
And if you want to kick the dog, divorce your husband, and sell your kids on Craigslist, there's a pretty good chance you got a hormone deficiency, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, well, we get into some of the issues of, you know, sometimes the gals are not accepting of it's their problem. They think it's the world around them. And it's like, yeah, it might be you, sister.
So, I mean, I think this is really good information to really go through and go on the website. Go on emtexas.com. Go on there. Go under the hormones. All the things we're talking about, there's tons of information about it. emtexas.com. Go into the hormone page on that. And grab a pen because when we come back, we're going to have Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. It's your chance to win a free copy of the book Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100. Happy, healthy, and wise. And don't forget, you can always listen to the podcast on iTunes. Just go to stayyoungamerica.com and follow the links there. We'll be right back. We're talking about hormones, all hour hormones is something you need to know about.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam, complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
Hi, this is Dr. Walter Gammon, co-author of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and partner at Executive Medicine of Texas. I want to talk to the women out there for a moment. The female body starts to change as early as age 30. Finding an adequate balance of hormones is the best way to stay young and stay looking and feeling young. Executive Medicine of Texas is able to do a full assessment of your hormonal levels and make recommendations accordingly. Our two-visit assessment includes 19 laboratory tests, physician assessment, mammogram, and recommendations. If you're a candidate for bioidentical hormones, we'll prescribe a dose that is as individual as you are. Schedule your assessment today and start feeling better tomorrow. Call 1-800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com. That's 800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com.
What kind of supplements do you take? And did you know that not all supplements are created equal? Now, pharmaceutical-grade supplements are regulated to actually contain what they say they contain. And the Stay Young Vitamin line is a pharmaceutical-grade supplement line dedicated to bringing you only the purest and highest quality ingredients. Best part, most of our supplements are gluten-free and vegetarian. You can order online at StayYoungVitamins.com or you can call 1-800-910-3932 for a free color catalog. That's online at StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932 for a free color catalog. That Stay Young Vitamin line is pharmaceutical-grade supplements made with the purest and the highest quality ingredients just for you. StayYoungVitamins.com, 1-800-910-3932.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, grab your pens, because coming up at the end of the show, we have Dementia Defender, Riddle of the Day, your chance to win a free, that's right, didn't cost you a thing, free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. But you have got to get the answer right, so grab a pen, be ready. Sometimes they're harder than others.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
All right, today our guest is coming to us from Minnesota, and it's Galit Breen. She's the author of the book, Kindness Wins. Welcome to the show, Galit.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Okay, I love the title of your book, Kindness Wins.
Thank you.
We should probably have you on the show to actually do a show on that whole topic, because I think
that's an invitation. I'll be there.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take you up on it. Okay. Just to remind you, this is how it works. The doctor's going to go back and forth. They got five questions. You're going to win. If you do well, you're going to win a few things. First of all, out of the Stay Young Vitamin line, we have resveratrol. It helps with cognition and memory. And then if you're really, really good, you can win some Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. And that is some awesome stuff. People buy it in bulk. We can't keep it on the shelves. And basically, it uses stem cell extracts to keep the lines away, the dark spots, and everything else. So I'm not calling you old. I don't think you have a wrinkle on you, but just in case you want to give it to somebody who does, right?
All right.
I'm trying to call my wrinkles.
First question, true or false? So we'll start you off with a slow ball. Cilia, the tiny little hairs in our lungs and nasal passages, true or false, can they taste bitter flavors?
Ooh. False? No, they can't?
No.
No, it's true. They can. They can taste.
Think about when you
flavors.
Smell something, you know it's bitter, right? But you haven't put it in your mouth.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Sorry. It's all right. Here we go.
Okay, Galit, the next one is a multiple choice. How many muscles does it take to take a step? How many muscles does it take to take a step? Is it 1, 17, or 200 muscles to take a step?
How about 17?
No.
I'm so sorry. It's 200.
Oh, goodness. That's a
two,
lot. Okay.
It is. There's all the muscles in the foot, in the leg. It's a
in
lot.
In the hip. Yeah.
All right. So this is a long, wordy one. So follow with me.
Okay.
If you could capture, bottle, measure all the chemical elements within one adult body, what would be their worth in U.S. dollars? So if you could capture all the sodium, potassium, et cetera, and we broke them down to their elemental elements. And
weighed them.
And weighed them, and with the market price roughly, what would we be worth in chemical form?
Take a wild
yeah,
guess.
How much,
this
how
is
much,
hard.
All the chemicals that make up the human body, what would we be worth?
Like $1 million.
That's when we're all put together. Unfortunately, when it's broken apart, it's a lot less. So
take another stab. It's
less
a lot
than
less.
50.
A lot less? Well, I don't want to undervalue us.
Trust me, you can't.
$1,000?
No, much lower. Only $160.
That doesn't sound like a lot, does it?
It's not. So, I mean, the lithium, sodium, potassium, rubidium, and cesium are the most expensive elements, with potassium being the most valuable because it's the most abundant.
So, they're really hard questions. We don't expect people to get them right. But it's a learning thing. Isn't it fun?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Try this one.
Okay. I'm going to make this multiple choice. What was the highest fever ever recorded in a living human being? Was it 105 degrees? Remember, normal's 98.6. Was the highest temperature 105, 110, or 115 degrees Fahrenheit? Which was the highest ever recorded?
115?
That's right!
Woo! I think we should give her some resveratrol.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right. Fifth and final question.
Wait. I think we need to say something about the degrees, because a lot of people think, you know, you get brain damage like 104 or whatever. You don't get brain damage to 107.8. I thought that was an interesting fact.
Interesting.
Just wanted to throw it out there.
All right. The human heart is located where? The right side, the left side, or the middle of the chest? Left, right, or the middle?
Left.
Not correct.
That's what most people think, though.
Pretty much right down the middle, with just a slight deviation to the left. So.
But we put our hand on our heart.
What we call the point of maximal impact, or the little PMI, is just off to the left. But the majority of the heart lies right down the center in the mediastinum.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, so when we pledge, you're right. We put our right hand.
I pledge allegiance with my boobie.
But the palm hits about the heart, and then that's kind of it. But you were a lot of fun. We're going to send you out some resveratrol. You were great.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thanks for playing. And you know what? You need to have everybody out there listening pick up your book, Kindness Wins. I think it's a great title. And I'm going to have you on the show. So
thank
I'm going to be calling
I
you.
I would love that.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, man. I love the Kindness Wins title. I can't wait to do a show on that. I think more people need to be kinder. Speaking about kinder.
It's a great diversion while you're doing mean stuff behind the deal. That's what kindness is for. It's just a diversionary tactic. People say,
gosh,
you're kind.
Really?
Yeah, they think, oh, he's not a threat.
Do you see me beating my head against the wall right now? This is my life. This is my go, host.
So kindness does work. Yeah. It's a great diversionary tactic.
All right. Let's talk about how much kinder people are when they are on hormones. So I think this is really funny, because you often bring this up, that you get a lot of gifts from husbands that you put hormones in their wives.
When we get the wife balanced with her three hormones, the husbands are very happy, and I get a lot of courtside seats.
Maverick
to Mavericks games, NBA
Cowboy
games. Cowboys, yes. So the husbands are very happy.
But the comment you get is, thanks for giving me back the gal I dated and married.
Yeah,
that's right.
True.
I mean, it's
absolutely.
You know, they're like, I know, and they know something's changed, and they're not it's not because you're doing, making them into a, you know, the Stepford wife or anything along that. It's like they're just happy they're back.
Yeah.
Well, I think it works the opposite way too. Women are glad to get their husbands back, you know, and
sometimes not. Sometimes the guys get a little moxie back and the wives are like, he's aggressive. And it's like, nah, he's just being assertive because, you know, he's been beat down so bad.
He don't watch those chick flicks anymore.
Yeah. It's like, you know, he wants to go out and be physical, you know, go run instead of sit around watching Dances with the Stars and commenting on the sequined
outfit.
Yeah,
but the guys start working out a little bit more, and the girls really appreciate that the guys want to get it together.
They're like, oh, now he's challenging me. He just doesn't
acquiesce. You see Dr. Gammon over here making muscles?
He
like
just doesn't acquiesce, you know, so sometimes it creates a little issue. So the better thing is for the couple, both of you get him checked and do it together,
yeah,
and it
absolutely.
Is, you know,
you then you're back on your honeymoon.
Oh, you get some of these empty nesters and you're treating traumatic injuries because they're breaking furniture in the house. And, you know, it's
all right,
like,
Jim, help me out here.
That music means that it's time for Dementia Defender. Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. He's got this week's riddle. Mark, are you ready?
Ready.
All righty. Jim, are you ready? Jim, our producer, says he's ready.
Yes.
Okay. Here it is. Smell me, buy me, and deliver me. I won't change. What am I? That's right. Smell me, buy me, and deliver me. I will not change. What am I? Send in your answers.
This is a hard one. You know, you got to get back on the easy ones. All right, if you're listening.
Wait a minute. When I had easy ones, you said I had to get hard.
I know, but isn't there like something in the middle? I just want to know what the answer is without you telling me. That's kind of the thing. All right, so if you know the answer, here's how you get a free copy of the book. You got to tell us the answer, and you got to give us the information of where to send the book. And don't forget, when you leave your name and your address, you got to leave us a phone number or an email address because sometimes we don't know what you said. We don't know how to spell your street or whatever, so we got to be able to contact you if need be. And if you don't get it right, you'll get a postcard from me that says, thanks for playing. Play again next time. All right, so don't forget, you can go on our website, stayyoungamerica.com, or you can call us at 844-WELL-100 with that Dementia Defender answer. And then closing here, I want to make sure you're here next week. We have a fantastic show for you next week. We'll see you right here. Stay with us for next week. You don't want to miss it. You never want to miss our show.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Hey everyone, this is Larry North. And for years, I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside. But when it's time for me to get fit and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body, and do not trust it to just a five-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300. Or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today, 817-552-4300.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the Fountain of Youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger. And no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.